the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete, Perth's Mix 94.5.
Food injuries. Food injuries.
These are usually burns.
Yeah.
Usually because you've poured boiling water into a flimsy cardboard container and you're now eating from it.
We got Tamara in Mundaring. Tell us about your food injury.
Hi. When I was a teenager, my brother was cooking two-minute noodles on the stove.
Yeah.
I startled him and he full force flung a fork at me and it lodged itself in my arm. Oh. I put my arm up to protect myself, so heaven forbid, I don't know where that would have ended. And it went in full force to the base of the prongs, and I had to get rushed off to emergency, and they had to do x-rays to make sure there wasn't any tendon damage, which there was. It went straight through one of the muscles and the nerves. And still to this day, I haven't forgiven him, and when I get sunburnt, you can actually see the four-prong mark.
Oh, wow.
Have you still got the fork?
No.
I would have held on to that. I don't know why. Just, oh, wow. Tamara.
That's a roundabout kind of food injury.
Yeah. That is just insane. Jess in Kenwick, tell us about your food injury.
Hey, so I bit into a cheese sausage or a cheese kransky one day and the boiling hot cheese squirted straight into my right eye.
Oh, and you can't escape that. It's like, because it's a sausage, the second that you bite into one of those, they don't just sort of seep out, does the cheese the first time you bite into it. It does. It always explodes.
Yeah, and it was like a projectile of molten hot cheese. Yes. And I'm now having an innate fear of cheese sausages as a result. So,
it's like lava.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was horrible.
Thanks, Jess.
No worries, guys.
Liz in Dianella. Hello. Tell us about your food injury.
Okay, so I was probably under the age of 8, and I was doing a sneaky. Mum was out working, the rest of the criminals were doing whatever. And I was eating ice cream. I was standing on a chair, and I was eating it out of the fridge freezer, the top part.
Yeah.
And so here I am, hoeing into this, and I dropped some, and I went to lick it, but it was on the bottom of the freezer, and my tongue got stuck to the bottom of the freezer.
I'm still stuck on...
Well, you're balanced on a chair. And shouldn't have been there to begin with.
Yeah.
Yes, an absolute criminal. But I spat in a bucket. I lost a lot of tongue on that day.
Oh, no.
I always have that, whenever somebody says, like, talks about a tongue getting stuck to something, I always think of that scene in Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
Where Jim Carrey's got it. Yeah.
Stuck to the pole.
Yeah.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Do you have an unnecessary amount of something in your neighbourhood? Notice there's an inordinate amount of service stations in Seville Grove. Like there is 8 within a couple of square kilometres of where I am. We've got...
That's amazing.
Chrisma in Baldivis. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Too many what in your neighbourhood?
Cats. Who seems to either be ownerless or really adventurous.
So just stray random cats.
I think so. We seem to have a cat of the day every week, a different cat that wants food or attention or something at the door.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Just wants to move in.
Cat of the day.
Cat o' the day.
Dylan in Ellenbrook, what have you got an unnecessary amount of in your neighbourhood?
Well, within a 1K radius of my house, I have 6 gyms and 5 bottle shops.
I would want to go to the bottle shop on the way home from the gym too.
Sorry, Dylan, what'd you say, mate?
With a body like mine, I don't go to the gym.
Nice one. Damon in Balladura, what have you got?
Hey, guys. Yeah, we've got churches. We've got about 9 or 10 churches within about 2 square kilometres.
Gosh.
And are they all the same denomination?
No, they're not. They are different ones, but a lot of them are the same Christianity type religion.
Right,
I would assume, not being a religious myself.
That's fair enough, that is fine.
Well, just in case you change your mind, there's another one at the next corner.
Balladura, okay, city of churches. Natalie in Woodvale, what do you got too many of in your neighbourhood?
Too many tiger snakes.
What? Tiger snakes?
Yeah, you're probably interested in this, Lisa, because it's up the Woodvale way. So I live right next to the Yallagonda Regional Park. And there are so many tiger snakes in that area, in that concentrated area, that it's featured on Deadly 60, the TV show that's on ABC Two, that we have the most tiger snakes in the world in this concentrated area.
Oh, you're my goodness.
Kidding. No, in Woodvale.
So you might know, Lisa, as you come up a path that goes through, it was a secondary school, where all those swamplands and everything is. There's tiger snakes everywhere. You just have to be so careful.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't want to let your dog off the lead, really, would you?
Well, you've got to carry a big stick with you, that's for sure.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think I'd rather live in Ellenbrook.
Exactly.
With you from 3pm weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.